Hello, hello everybody. Welcome to our third and last review class from our first five units. So this one is going to be for us to talk about the writing classes, okay? So we're going to quickly go through some of the most important and repeated parts of our writing skills, okay? So, of course, we're going to start with how to start an email. So, our first sentence is, Dear Mrs. Fisher, I am writing to you in order to apply for the job posting. So what we're going to look at here is how to start in general, all right? So remember that dear in Portuguese, it may sound strange to call people querido, but in English, it's actually used for all levels of hierarchy, okay? Qualquer nível de hierarquia, dear is appropriate, all right? So remember that in English, when we are in a formal environment, we call people by their last name, okay? So if you met me, you'd call me Miss Oliveira, because my last name is Oliveira, Miss Oliveira. And if you were going to meet a man that is your manager, Mr. Smith, for example, Mr. Pitt, using actors' names, Mrs. Evans, Mr. Evans, and so on, okay? And not only in writing, but also when you were talking personally, okay? Excuse me, Mr. Evans, can you go back a slide, please? This is for your superiors and for teachers and things like that. There, okay? Dear Miss Fisher, if it was a man, dear Mr. Fisher. And remember that when you are sending a message like inviting someone to the end of the month celebration, the results celebration, things like that, you usually start the email in a more cheerful way, okay? And a way to do that is by saying greetings. And when you say greetings, you don't need to address the person. So when you are sending an email to a lot of people in the office, you can also start with greetings. Okay, it's a cool way to start when you are sending it to a lot of people and you're not mentioning names on purpose. Propositalmente, não mencionando nomes. And how do you justify why you're writing that email? Como que você justifica por que você está escrevendo aquele email? Why you're sending that message? There are a lot of ways, so let's mention a few. We have one in the example. I'm writing to you in order to. So, in order to, com a finalidade de... Para que, okay? This is not only in writing, okay? So in person, you can say, I am participating in the meeting in order to give the team a message. Eu estou participando da reunião com a finalidade de deixar uma mensagem com a equipe, okay? In order to. How else can we justify why we're writing an email? You can simply say, I'm sending this message to. I'm sending this message to invite you to our meeting later today. Estou te enviando essa mensagem para te convidar para a reunião que teremos mais tarde hoje. And the same sentence with in order to. I'm writing, estou escrevendo, in order to invite you to our meeting later today, okay? I'm writing in order to, or I'm sending you this email to, I'm writing to, okay? You usually have to justify in the beginning, unless you're talking to someone that is close to you, okay? All right, so now that we've seen how to start, as we had already seen, right? We're seeing it again. Okay, so now let's see how we usually finish. We say thank you, right? And we have a formal way to finish things. So some options are like we have here, kind regards, okay? And this is really good for a professional environment, okay? This one, there's no way to make a mistake by finishing an email with kind regards. So in the example, we have thank you so much for your consideration. This is a very nice way. Thank you so much for your consideration. But we can also say, thank you for your attention. But what's the difference between these two? When we say, thank you so much for your consideration, it's because we asked for something, we made a request in the email, okay? So we finish with thank you so much for your consideration. Se a gente pediu alguma coisa, fez um pedido formal durante o e-mail, a gente tem que terminar com thank you for your consideration because you asked for something. When you were just giving some information, you were not asking for anything, you can say thank you for your attention. Thank you so much for your attention. Both are really good options. And we have kind regards, and an alternative is best regards. It's the same level of formality, and also there's no way to make a mistake by finishing your email with kind regards. Okay, so best regards or kind regards. Right, very good. Our next sentence is over there. As you will see in my attached resume, I have built my career throughout the last decade by working in a series of different roles. So let's see the pronunciation, guys. As you will see in my attached resume, I have built my career throughout the last decade by working in a series of different roles. So what are we going to look at in this sentence? We have an interesting word here that is throughout. Throughout, when we are talking about time, means ao longo de, okay? Or when we're talking about a book or a meeting, I was tired throughout the meeting. Eu estava cansada ao longo da reunião. Eu estava com sono ao longo da reunião. I found this information throughout the book. Eu encontrei essa informação ao longo do livro, okay? So when we're talking about time, we say the numbers have been rising throughout the quarter. Os números têm subido ao longo do trimestre, okay? The numbers have been rising throughout the quarter. The project has been growing throughout the year. O projeto tem crescido ao longo do ano. The team has been getting better throughout the month. A equipe tem melhorado ao longo do mês. Okay, so throughout is very useful when you're talking about time and something that happened gradually or a lot during a period of time. And the other one is in the sentence we have, as you will see in my attached resume, but you can say as you will see in the attachment or as you will see in the PowerPoint and so on. Okay, so as you will see in, and then what kind of media you are sending. And if you just want to make a more general reference, you say as you will see in the attachment, or in this case it's a resume in the example, so as you will see in my attached resume, as you will see in my attached PowerPoint presentation. In our next sentence, we're going to see another cool expression, not only for a work environment but in life. In day-to-day situations, you will hear this and you can use this, which is through and through. We're team players through and through. Through and through is similar to completely or fully, okay? But you talk about this to say that a team or a person is totally something, okay? So you can tell your perfectionist friend, you are a perfectionist through and through. Você é totalmente, completamente um perfeccionista. Tudo em você é perfeccionista. You're a perfectionist through and through. We can say, Sarah has lived in England her whole life. Sarah morou na Inglaterra a vida inteira. She's British through and through. Ela é completamente britânica, totalmente britânica. Every part of her is British. Everything about her is British. Tudo nela é britânico. Okay? So you can tell your friends, oh, you are a very compassionate person through and through. Okay? Things like that. It sounds weird, I know. When the first time you see it, it looks kind of scary, but it's really simple. And remember that you always use, it only means that, if you say through and through, okay? If you just say one through, then it doesn't make any sense. So it's through and through, all right? So our next one is, I need to send a number of approval requests by early afternoon. This one, let's pay some special attention because we have the word by. Do you guys remember the difference between by and until? Until means até, But you use it when you're talking about something that you don't expect will end. Something that is happening continuously until the time that you mention in the sentence. Okay, so continuously until that moment. The meeting lasted until 5 o'clock. So it means the meeting was happening continuously until 5 o'clock. Okay. And when we use by, it's different because it's something you expect to have ended before, and it's something that you are indicating that has a deadline. Okay, so it's not something that is happening continuously until 5 o'clock. It's something that until 5 o'clock has to be done. So I have to deliver this report by 5 o'clock. It doesn't mean you're going to be continuously delivering a report until 5 o'clock. It means that by 5 o'clock, at some point in time, you have to have delivered it, okay? It's something very specific that has to be done by that time, okay? So if you have the deadline 5 o'clock, you can deliver it at noon, you can deliver at 2 p.m., okay? So remember that by is a deadline and not something that is happening continuously until that moment. So let's see an example. If you're trying to make the interface work and it's not working at all, you can say, I'll keep trying, eu vou permanecer tentando, vou continuar tentando, until the end of my shift. Vou permanecer tentando até o fim do meu expediente, até o fim do meu horário. I'll keep trying until the end of my shift. Something continuous until the end of the shift. And it should be done. Deveria estar feito, deveria estar pronto by the end of the shift. Até o final do expediente. O final do expediente é o limite. Antes de chegar esse limite, eu vou ter feito isso. Vai estar feito. It should be done by the end of the shift. Deve ser feito antes do fim do expediente. So you can, depending on the sentence, you can even say that by means antes de. Okay? Because it's a deadline. So it would make sense. So you guys ready for our last sentence? We have set aside some time to rethink our priorities and goals as per last week's considerations. This sentence has a lot of different things for us to look at. So first, we have set aside, which means it sounds like something very physical, you know, getting something and putting it to the side, but it's not always, okay? Set aside can mean reserve some time, okay? Set aside some time, it means we took some time from our schedule and made it unavailable for something else, okay? So we set aside some time, nós separamos pouco de tempo, to rethink our priorities. So rethink is a special word because it has the prefix re, okay? So remember that we can apply this to a lot of verbs to mean do again. For example, redo, refazer. Reuse, reutilizar, restructure, and things like that. Okay, so it's a prefix that can be applied to a lot of verbs to mean do it again. And as per, this is also not only specific to writing and emails, but it's used in day-to-day conversations. As per your instructions, for example. In this case, as per last week's considerations, de acordo com o que foi falado, o que foi considerado na semana passada. Something, something, something. Okay? So we are going to do something as per your instructions. Nós vamos fazer algo de acordo com suas instruções. So for example, you can say, I left the program open as per your instructions. Eu deixei o programa aberto de acordo com as suas instruções. Alright? So, as per your instruction. As per your considerations. Alright? So, let's look at the pronunciation of the sentence one more time. Okay? We have set aside some time to rethink our priorities and goals as per last week's considerations. Okay? So, this is, of course, very useful when you're writing emails, but also in a day-to-day situation when you are talking personally. Okay? So that was our last sentence, guys, for our last review class. I hope you guys will study more according to the review class. And remember to leave your question here if you have any. And Remember to watch the lives and send us questions so you don't keep any questions in your mind, okay? Always send them to us and we will help you, all right? So I hope you guys got everything that I explained. And I'll see you in our next live or in our next review class. Bye-bye.